Okay. Good morning, President, everybody. Again, Dambong Di, Dichi Shu Chua Chi Shu Chi. Ma Zhu Ka Tsang Man, Da Lo Chik Tsang Dani, Da Di Eni Tsam Tsam Laga Chi Bari, Tsam Tsam Laga Chi Gi Yoma, Dichi Du Chik Tsa Tsang La Chia Tse Ma Go To Ni Chi Laga Chi Na Ra Na Tsam Dani, Lo Chik Tsu Dia Bari. Dichi La Chia Tse Ma Go To Ni Laga Chi Nga De Ma Zhu Ka Ka Pung Tse Chik Tu Tse. Then Lo Chik Tsang Dani Nga Ra Rang Ka Li Cham Tsu Laga Chi Na Da Tse Ka Tsang Mazu di sokma tu board member ten sondo sondo jin ta ara chong sa ting ni thone ina ra khari na laga chin ji la je ma te na yong ma res te ji dun ji mi nga su laga chin sa wa chi zu go go ta zhong yi ra ma de ina ta nga de la ro chin ji me na yong ma res nga su sondo char ka chi du cho na ma de te ji du ta ma ta che de dang su mi ni sum zu de ji mi zu ji te ji du ta ma de Tangzu de Namjun de Namaching, Aja Logan Bachi, the Motin Kiva in the Dictiri, Tikor the Tasanga Pashu, Tijin Tasanga gets to land the labor Dictiring on the touch of a tree in Tikor again, the Chisasuna, Mutun Dodu Chisasuna, Gangmako, Mo, and the Katachin, the Sundan Maji, Gang Champion Knowledge, Manai, Champion Knowledge, Shuti, Nos. Okay. Today, I'm going to announce my new thing, new things. Last more than 1 year, we don't have special secretary or whatever. She didn't have a lot for us. Volunteers, we didn't pay for nothing. Sometimes I'm in TDL, and sometimes I'm not here. Therefore, we have big problems. No one pick up phone, or no one here. That's a big problem, big issues. I know those things, but especially myself, concerned about the TDL, their financial side. I trying to find the volunteers last 1 year already. But right now, we have few times we have board members meeting, decision that we need some workers TDL. Therefore, finally we choose two people or two or three people that we request for them. Also those issues, those things we report at monastery in Canterbury. Then finally we decision, we choose request for Pam, the work for TDL. Pam accept the work for TDL, full time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 days a week, she's going to work TDL. Then morning 10 to 5 o'clock evening. The lunch is going to be here, not go to her home. Therefore, she accepts the work for TDL. Then we got from monastery there, kata and blessing code today. Therefore, we Geshe-la going to give him today. You want to know all of our audience, our students, future, you need to connect for Pam and myself. Either way, okay? That's what I want to say. And also, they were during our board member, they're going to say something. Please, Doran, you.
Thank you, Geshe-la. Geshe-la. Anyway, everybody. On behalf of the Thubten Dargling, Gandhishar Sid Thubten Dargling Board of Directors, we sincerely, really, really, really appreciate Annie McCormick's work for all these years that she's done, more than 5 years, you know, many years. And we really appreciate everything that she's been doing, and we really needed someone that could help be at the office to speak English when the phones are answered and be able to build that network of dependable communication between our Western students and our monastics that are here at Gandhishar Thubten Dargling. So, on behalf of the board of directors, we're really happy that Pam has accepted this position to work for us, and we know that she'll do really a good job. We're going to help her as much as we can, and I hope everybody can, you know, join our board in welcoming Pam to Ganeshwari Tubnidari. She's been a student for a long time, but I meant as far as really working for us. And as our center grows and expands, the board really hopes that we can, you know, provide a really good basis of stability and growth for the future by having, you know, a staff here that can really help the Dharma flourish in this country and our center grow. So, Pam, thank you very much. And Bibi? Okay, just a quick announcement. I think that if anyone here is interested in has not taken refuge yet or wants to take refuge again, and we know that we missed a Saturday a few weeks ago, and we apologize for that. I think there were two people that showed up for refuge, and we really blew that one. So February 5th is the date that we've set for refuge. It's a Saturday, and those that want to come and take refuge before His Holiness's visit, it's really important. If you haven't become Buddhist yet, this is really important. And I really promise to work hard to get on our website information that people have been asking about, frequently asked questions, and what it means to take a highest yoga tantra initiation. And we really appreciate everybody's desire for this opportunity, and we'll try and give as much information as possible for that soon. Also, on the 29th, Saturday the 29th of this month, for those people who have received the Yamantaka initiation and have done the complete retreat and have done fire puja after the retreat, you will be allowed to come here and do the self-initiation that we do occasionally every other month, hopefully, from here on. And so those that have done those over the years, as many students here and on the internet and others that are not here today, that have done all of that over these years and can come to these self-initiations that we provide for that. And that's really important practice to be able to do, very fortunate practice to be able to do. 10 a.m. Namo Shivaya.
Boy, First of all, the motivations, if you can, then try to motivation within the bodhicitta or the altruistic intentions. That is, in order to benefit all the sentient beings, I have to attend the complete enlightenment. And the second motivations, the motivation influenced by the Nyejung Disamba or the thought of renunciations, if you cannot motivate that type of motivations, then in order to purpose of the, in order to next good rebirth, these motivations should be have listened this teachings. So this Gishila will keep the all transmission.
Tether Dove Jodan jibu goni ni ga zu du du di chitra samba re nga re shiba le lang ne long la gom par jaw de de la yu go ni ga ni jibu chire den tru sam ji to ba la chire mun la so bi ge wa nam da na ji go ba da che ba de den chi sam wa to ba la chire na ba de she so jin ba la ba so bi cho shi ono jo me ba jo ro so ge zo mo bu shi gu na ji de ta bu jo ba shi de ni wo na de la ba na de la la ba ni ji bi de ni ju de ji che de ma che ba de ni ge wo so ni ge wo se bo ji bi gu ni ge wo ni ri mi de no ngi do no la de ju sa mo si de no No dari du dendrola deyo deba chabara chen she gombara gomba wo gewe ishin poto vendela ne tenzi ve she shin yuk di na chang ne yung sumpa watara imbi bebar chao wo jiwa dati shana jubi sarta ta kanji te kizang anju tenjo deyino tong shiwa da ni kawa shi pe yonde mongpo shi erwa
Said that the only Mavish had done, Tinjo, Tonship, Nika, Jim, Rumna, the Mavish, Yabundu, Tina, that the Madonna, and the Gris, Samson Joe. Here's the Yuna Yabu, the Madonna, and the Gris, Samson Joe. Young Jeva Shimano, Rumna, the Gris, Samson Joe. Young Jeva Shimano, Rumna, the Gris, Samson Joe. Said the Luna, said, Pigata, Sensu, Madro, Alingin, Sedul, Lake, Pet, Sedina, Legate, Kalaka, Dutu, Samu, or Tinder Samba, Yungo, Ris. Said the Tinder Samba, Yung, and the Gizin, Sam, Shisam Gores, Sita.
Here we are on the page 126, the four elements, how to bring the essence of the precious human life, the great importance of this human leisure and the opportunities, how it's very difficult to obtain such a precious existence. There are many characteristics or the qualities of this human existence. Secondly, when we recognize this human leisures, which characterized by the leisure and then opportunities, maybe we would thought that our practice of dharma, later, not important at this lifetime. Our practice the dharma in the next lifetime. Within someone who thought that I would practice the Dharma in this lifetime, but no hurry to practice the Dharma. I have many worldly activity or the things to do in this life. After that, I will practice the Dharma. In order to stop those the conceptions, we have to contemplate upon the subject of the how it is difficult of the such a precious human life, and the time of death is very uncertain, and when we have to contemplate those things in order to practice the dharma.
Dungi mudewa da dewa dewa chigo res. Seta dewa dewa dungi mudewa da dewa dewa da dungi seya diga thila ya in chue mado shenda kaiyo maris. Seta inchi mudewa dewa da dungi mudewa sonda ti tabla chue mado yo marwa. Seta ko dewa dewa shigo ju jo gurwa. Seta chue majin in chigo maris inchi mudewa shigo yo res wata. Ta ju nipa dala karsa chigo na ta pichir toba yo karishimi ngadu yo jo ito mado so so bika so lal baani. Jo ito mado sam tindega ya Tobandoya to the Jumto, Curse, and Kizapon, Shivan, Jigane, Tiki, Jurisan, any picket, Tobnani, Tiki, Gangasan, the Orvas, Tundi Gangasan, the Suzu Major, the Jubin, Kanjita, Pig, Chamusin, Kemaruna, Kiva Shimatoni, Tiki, Shimsling, Shavoro, or Tiki, Tesibor. That you did somebody that drove Nuguena, say, Karsa, Kiva Shimatu, that young. どんでくださいわてでくまれしてからせなえたこんでしばねいけわしまてんじょにがだのけざれもももしんそうしてててじょにがいんざたてりにねがにせでらんじょごれしおてじわだてのせでのとこなんせめてばどんじゅまれえにのむじんやばめばいんざ
Process of the elements which requires for practice the Dharma or engaging into the Dharma practicings. The one reason is that we have to practice the Dharma. Because of that, everybody don't want the suffering and the needs or desire more happiness. Therefore, which is the method in order to dispel or eliminate those sufferings and in order to receive those happiness, it depends upon the practice of Dharma. Therefore, to engage into practice the Dharma practicing. The second element of the necessary is that if I do the practice, whether I can or I cannot, do I have any ability to practice the Dharma or not? When we contemplate upon this, then there's a reason that if we do the practice, then we can. We have the ability to practice the Dharma. The external conditions such I have mentioned before that we have met the spiritual master or the guru. We have formed such a human precious existence or the form which has a characteristic of the eight pleasures and ten endorphins or the richness. And whether we cannot generate the bodhicitta, the spirit of enlightenment or the bodhi mind, at least we can practice the Dharma in order to gain a next good rebirth. Therefore we can. The second, we have ability. And then third, that if we have those, then the shall we do the Dharma in the next life or the future life? Then we have to contemplate upon that the subject about the impermanence and then death, and how it is very difficult to more important upon contemplate upon how it is very difficult and rare to obtain or attain such a precious human existence in the future. So once we have attained or obtained such a precious human existence, then in this life we have to practice the Dharma. The fourth is that someone who have those conception and thought that, oh, I will do practice the Dharma in this life, then they might thought that, but I have some other things to do in this life at moment, I will do it later next year and so on. When we have such a conceptions, then we have to contemplate upon the subject of the impermanence, which advise us that the time of death is first uncertain. We know that we are going to die one day, but when we investigate upon us or when we judging ourselves, then we don't know whether we die after the few years or whether we die in very after short moments. So the time of death is very uncertain. When we contemplate upon this the mindfulness of death, then it urges us to practice Dharma at this moment. And through this process or the methods, we have to bring the essence from this human precious life. However, here somebody who has those the positions or the economics materials, and someone who has a very healthy body, the physical wellness, when we contemplate upon that, these the healthy person who has a very strong body, and then the other who has very large currency or who are very rich, when we contemplate upon that, those can be benefit in our next life or not, then we will understand that when the death comes, we have left everything, whatever we have the property. Therefore, once again here, when we contemplate upon the benefits or the path after this life, then the Dharma is the causes and the conditions which necessary to benefit in our future life. Therefore, it's necessary to do the Dharma or practice the Dharma. However, here are the four elements, four elements which can help to bring the essence or to do practice the Dharma. It says the number one, the need to practice the teaching of the Dharma. The number two, the ability to practice the Dharma. The number three, the need to practice in this lifetime. And number four, the need to practice right now or the present moment. Then these four can be concluded into the three elements or the methods, the how we conclude those four into the three. Then the latter two parts, the number three and number four, we can make it one point that we have to practice right now and then at this moment. It's in the conclusions. No,
Teta god na zo ni rwa karsa teta chewa chaman deri andre me jangse sizo chewa di chewa chaman di mugo jda teta god na zo na san na lo kui chewa ngar chewa ta san las teta mani na tejo yungu cheta wiyin ba ta nega ba ta tadu go na ton chelu yudan jibu go ni ni ka tu to do it, she that somebody is not she will launch or sit down the kids on the evening going to Tatana with Tijon goes on the in danger Tonsha, the Nika, the in the long that requires you better Mongo Josonga. She had the Tijon Mongo Jor, she had the Tigangama Samden in a lot to the Kusha, Shuksha, Yungo, Reso, Kondigi Mongo Samna in the Tijon Pig. Nimble
Here, when we contemplate upon the subject matter of the human precious existence or the life, if we contemplate through the different perspective or the different ways, then we will understand how the importance and how we have to roll this human precious life in order to practice the dharma. Therefore, contemplate again about those the eight characteristics, which are the eight leisures and the ten endowments of the opportunities, and then how contemplate upon how it's very great importance to let's practice the dharma, and then how it's very difficult to obtain such a precious human life once we have obtained. It's very difficult in the future. And then we have to understand this or establish this precious human life or existence through the scriptures and the examples. And if we have the ability, then we have to contemplate through the different perspectives or the different ways, then it will we will arise the what we call the valid cognition upon the understanding or knowledge of this human precious existence. Then it can also, when we contemplate upon these the different perspective, then it will transform or changes our mentality or thinking about how the importance and to do or practice the dharma. Therefore, if someone cannot contemplate in very detail, then they should be contemplate upon the natural or the identify of this precious human existence, and the second, how it is very difficult to obtain such a precious human existence, because it depends on the good qualities or the causes, and how it's very difficult to obtain such a precious human life of leisure and opportunity in the terms of effects, in the terms of effect or the results.
So doing something that tells you because of Moshe, Jibu, some of Mogon, that church of Yisangova, said the church of Yisangova, that Sitting
So when we counting those the characteristics, the eight the leisures and the ten opportunities or the richness for those characteristics, then even if we miss the one characteristics or the one leisure, then how we miss and we don't have the conditions to practice the dharma. Therefore, such a person who has those the eight characteristics, the type of person is very rare. then when we contemplate upon its the causes of the precious human existence, then at least we have the foundation to attain such a precious human rebirth. It's the ethical morality or the disciplines. So someone who need to attain such a the human existence within the characteristics of those agents, then there are other conditions or the causes in order to attain such a precious human existence and rebirth, which has the agent characteristics. So within the foundations of the pure morality and the supporting conditions such as the dan pramana or the what we call the giving practice perfections or the perfections we require, and in addition of that we need the very stainless or the pure aspirational prayers or the dedications in order to attain the such a precious human rebirth. Then when we contemplate upon this, if the individual person, you may contemplate or reflect upon that, how I do practice Dharma, how I collect those causes, then we will understand how we have those qualities or not. Then the individual person will understand yourself through how you practice in your daily life.
And the Siru Navata is known to much of Shinzo Polish Toshin and said, they'll go out of service and those in Taco and the Shower. This was just bad. And the Karte Kasa just bad and Dubu Dedri Jetta, Cheva Nika, Saba was the Dredges in the Milizam Rava, Cheva Sandanganduta, Tiki George Sam Miliciati, or the Samlotana and Eagle look at it to so the big Kuasha was a man, but only Tana Kadeto or Tikanjeta.
Then when we reflect or the contemplate upon those how we do our daily practice in order to attain such a precious human existence, then we will understand. If we need to understand through the example, then if you need a very good effect or the fruit, then it's very necessary that the good fruit and result depends upon it's a good good seed and the good the causes. So likewise, when we need a good rebirth in order to practice the Dharma, then the next good rebirth it also depends upon its the very perfect quality and the causes. So in general speaking, we said that the human existence is a general result or the common result, and then if you need the very particular or the perfect perfect human existence which has attained characteristics or qualities, then you need also those the complete causes and conditions such as I mentioned, those the basic or the foundations or is the ethical morality and the upon it those the professions such as like the generosity and or the giving and so on, and then also the stainless aspirational prayer or the dedications in order to achieve such a good human, complete human form in order to practice the Dharma. And here, not just understand about the Dharma, rather we have to practice and counting upon how we have those causes and how we have lacking those causes and practice in our daily life is necessary or requirement.
That jibu go ni nika asya dire dua. So jibu go ni nika na kare sa na, this is your da. But the soldier jibu shi na da, any jidang nando ya, any mi mong bode cha, da jiwa ka jir, mi mong cha, mi nyung lu tong shu. Pian jo be ratu mung siya, ge sa jiwa rama, jidang shi da tira jiwa rama. Shi na samsa jibu tang, this is your da. Soldier pe na da, zambu ling yung zo, me ta ngang zi, di ba lung ju nup chi, Ini busin itu canggah juga ini, ini lucu busin itu canggah zaman yang begitu canggah teruk macam apa? Cita, ni sih orang muda tu ni kau asyik. Kadang-kadang sih, kalau tu mampu sih, ini menyungguh sahaja. Kadang-kadang sih, ini kau tak juga mampu tu macam tu bawa tu macam apa? Siapa yang kau mesti kau, yang mana kau kau mesti kau? Siapa mesti mana dia teruk macam apa? Cita, di dalam ribu guan sih, ini Pegi mengunjung juga sih, nampak pe cecah ayam itu sih wadah. Mesti ada nyungung, dia tu saya nyungung sih. Alih kan tu dah sokja kita, kita dah nyawa saya tu dah kan tu pergi tunggu mana. Tapi mesin tu sih turut dengan tu juga dia lah. Saya tu lumpur juga turut dah. Zaman yang tu mesin lah, ini dia pe kerja. Zaman lumpur juga tung mesin kerja canggung tunggu mana zaman yang ni. Kosit dah, terus ribu kau ni, ribu sih kau dah jatuh lah, macam terus kau dah jatuh ni dah menyungguh sih aku kalau sih je, ini ni kau main tu kau menyungguh sih kau, malah mesti turun ni dijual sih juga lah, macam tu kau menyungguh sih cakap kau kalau sih tu kau, macam tu tiada pas tu pergi, kalau jujur kau mungkin masa tu kau menyungguh sih lah, macam terus kau.
Here also we have to understand the precious human existence, which has those attained characteristics or some characteristics through the reasoning, and then through the logic or the reasoning, then we have to establish or understand the form of precious human existence or the life. So we already already mentioned about the how it's very difficult to find such a precious human existence through the its causes and the conditions. The next, if we contemplate upon how it's very difficult through its the effect or the result, then in this universe or the planet. We might thought that, oh, there are a lot of human beings, or the form of the human. Then if you contemplate again that how many are there, the insects in a very small countryside or the small places, then we can understand that those insects are much more than the human beings in this world. And when we contemplate upon those human beings who has those acting characteristics, then we will recognize that that's a rarity, and then it's very difficult to find such a person who has those complete characteristics. Then we cannot see those the living beings of the Narak or though the hell states, and we don't see those the living beings what we call the Pritha in Sanskrit or the Yitha in Tibetans or the hungry ghosts might be in English. Those the hungry ghosts and the hell beings we cannot see, but what we observe obvious and manifest those the insects, then we can understand those insects in a very small area is much more than the large area where the human beings live. Through this reasoning and the contemplating, then we will understand the someone who already attend or often such human beings are much less than the animal living beings. Again, we have to contemplate upon it. Why? Why is the human being less than the insects or the animal or animal beings? Then then we will understand, because if we will understand that the causes of the human being is much difficult to collect, and then the causes or those what we call the non virtues is much easier to collect. Therefore, those animal beings are more than the human beings. If those the causes the virtues act or if those causes are the equal, then the human beings and the animal living beings should be equal in the number. But those are not equal in the number, because it's very difficult to connect such a virtuous actions or the positive karma. So what I mentioned earlier, just those when we compare to those the unfamiliar living beings, the different family, the human beings family, and then animal family, and then breeder family, those are we analyze or investigate through the different types of the family members in this planet or the world. And when we compare to the similar family of the human beings, we how many we human beings exist in this life, in this world or the universe, then we have to count again among them how many human beings who listen to the Dharma, and then how many human beings who are lacking of those complete sense faculties. Because we understand that some human beings or the person, they are lacking of the complete sense faculties. As we observe those the persons who are the disabilities and the lacking of those the air sense and then eye sense and they don't have the complete sense faculties, and some of them are the very dullness or stupidity. They don't have the wisdom which can understand the Dharma. Then it's more less and less that then we will require us and understand this precious human form is very which has a certain characteristics is very rare and very few. What I told these topics as according as the what we call the Chöke or the Dharma language. And when we contemplate again in the United States of America, how many human beings exist in the United States of America, and when we analyze and investigate, and when we discover again how many human beings in United States they are going to listen to the Dharma and practice the Dharma, then I just guess that maybe the 10% of in the United States maybe listen to the Buddha Dharma and then practice the Dharma. In this way, we will understand how it's very difficult to attain such a human form and how it's very rare to listen and practice the Dharma.
Yodan, Rubicon, Yadi, Yapo, some of the Gosson, any
The conclusion of this the topic of the precious human life, the leisure, and then the opportunities. The Geshe Delpo practice and contemplate upon how the great importance of this precious human existence, how it's very difficult to find again such a precious human form or existence. Then it induced and it led him to do the further practice, and then he practiced the dharma practicing in order to gain or attain the next good rebirth. Then again, from his knowledge or the understanding of the precious human existence, then he led to practice the how to gain the moksha or the permanent liberations. Furthermore, in order to generate the bodhicitta or the spirit of enlightenment, and it can induce the attain the highest enlightenment or the Buddhahood. When the Geshe Thorpa practice upon this, then he recognized that the precious human form of him is very great importance. In this way, he never wasted or spoiled his time without the practicing the dharma. Therefore, however, his knowledge of the understanding of the precious human existence induce or drive the many further purpose or the goals. Therefore, here we have to emphasize upon this topic.
Tereda karsa kizang ta inta ni hia di mun ni ta pe pe sa lo ta ya ta bo dire karsa chen yin yong ge na ko kizin ni hia na yi pe da long da ri bo ma bo shin sam na dan ri ro wa ta di ta ma dong ta dil ta pe sa lo ma dong ri ko ka je dra ja me da ka ji ten jo ge mo ka de de si ge sam in you go some than you go some the in the special log as me say on that so some done in the to some to the she that the be look ma that give the when the long the river ganga nyam do jal ne the the lot top sha your is that the the ganga ji ba me so some to the ma she do the in she be so she did do the with so some to the dia in the special log as me the je ga ja ma you at the ji jo so mili ka ji do in the you go
These causes and the conditions, the topic about the human character, human ledgers and characteristics. If someone has the Dharma text or the books, then in order to understand more detail about it, you can read the Dharma text. And if you don't have the Dharma text, then you can understand through identifying yourself who you are and how you have those characteristics and how it's very difficult to obtain or the process through the its causes, and then you observe to the other living beings. There are two ways to understands this, and there are two ways. One we call the someone who has a great ability and then great wisdom, that they can contemplate through the detail within the Dharma text and within the reason, within the examples, and the oral transmissions refers you and so on. Someone who don't have a very great wisdom, then even this the weak the mental faculties or the consciousness, they really will understand who you are, how you have possessed, and you can see those peoples who live around you, who are your neighborhood, and so on. When you watch to those neighborhoods, how many persons are there who listen to the Dharma, who contemplate the Dharma, who practice the Dharma, then you will understand how this precious human you have obtained, and how you are lucky and opportunity to practice the Dharma. Then through the courses I mentioned already, that the necessary of the basic foundation, what we call the sultim or shila, which is the ethical discipline or English, and through the effect or the result, then I mentioned already about what we can discover, the insects in this planet. And among the human beings, how many persons are there who listen and then practice the Dharma?
だって、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だんだん、だ share was a little Tibet and Nimble Mission Kuva, Savadia, Tokyo Shabuya, Kansha Yamsen, but Tokyo Paya Tondal, that the agent of the share did Tokyo Paya Tondarawa. That did get the young dead year, that wouldn't show the Yavoreja, Tari Yamsen would do so, pick a toad with Shumsona. In that, she knows that Muy Lalin Tanja Targus, and that did any Nimbush that Limbusil, Yin Saji Yinda. Because a lumpy Namjal gave a Java dance, a little jingle in Zungo, such a yin.
So here we will review all of the classifications of human life and the opportunity. Here we have the classification of the part, the stage of how the students, the student turn their mind after they have relied on the teacher or the guru, spiritual master. The part one, part one is the page 116. And the part one, an exhortation to take full advantage of our life of leisure and the opportunity. And the part two, how to take full advantage of our life of leisure and opportunity. Then the part one, what we call the an exhortations or the inspiration to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity. In this chapter or the part, it identify our precious human forms, qualities and the great characteristics. Then not just only those, we have to count the just qualities and the characteristics. Then from this such form of human existence, we can attend the next good rebirth. We can collect those righteous actions in order to have a good next rebirth of the human existence. And then through this form of body or the human existence, we can up to the ultimate goal, what we call the state of the omniscience or the all-knowing persons or the Buddhahood. We can attain or achieve achieve from this human's existence. So in this chapter, it advises all, it gives the lecture that it inspires us to practice the Dharma, it makes enjoy and happy to practice the and practice the Dharma. Then after someone who very happily to practice Dharma or very interest in order to do or practice the Dharma, then after that, the next chapter or the part one we call the how to take full advantage of our leisure and opportunity.
Give us some gilam, dear.
Here, in the page after this, the conclusion of the human leisures and the opportunity. Then we are on this, the front page of the page 129. It is a part that it called the alphabetical order A. How to develop certain knowledge of how to take full advantage of life of leisure and opportunity. It has two parts. The number one, how to develop certain knowledge of general presentation of the path. The two, number two, how the actual way to take full advantage of our life of leisure and opportunity. And the number one, how to develop certain knowledge of our general presentation of the path. It has a two part. One, what we call the how all the scriptures are included within the path of the three types of persons. The number two, why students are led in stages using the trainings of the three types of the persons. When the commentary comes about the part one, where the Buddha attained the enlightenment or the complete Buddha attained the complete enlightenment in order to benefit or help those sentient beings. In order to benefit those sentient beings, Buddha has preached or taught the Buddha Dharma or his teachings. Then, in order to let the sentient beings arrive there, the purpose, then there are the two purpose, the temporal, there are two purpose. One we call the purpose to attend the next higher stages of the Mundu Khobang, and then the purpose of the certain goodness, what we call the Nyalek in Tibetan. Then in the Nyalek or the certain goodness, there are two certain goodness. One certain goodness, what we call the certain goodness of the Moksha or Nirvana or the permanent liberations. And then the another certain goodness, what we call the certain goodness of the states of the omniscience or the Thamje Khenpe Khopang. So those Buddha has taught those different types of teaching in order to attain the different the stages. When we hear, we can conclude those into the two parts, what we call the temporal purpose of the goal of those sentient beings, and then the ultimate purpose or the ultimate goal of those sentient beings. Then through this, in addition, Buddha has taught teaching about the tantra or the sacred teachings that belongs to the Mahayana teachings. So here we can conclude those all of teachings in the three forms of the three categories of the teachings. One category of the teachings Buddha has taught, that's in order to attain the next good rebirth. Then one his categories or the classifications of the teachings, and that's in order to the person who we call the medium capacity persons who need the liberations or the mokshas, and that's the person what we call the teaching share with the medium capacity of the persons, and although Buddha has taught the other teachings in order to fulfill those Mahayana persons or the person who has great capacity. However, all the scriptures, all the teachings can be concluded in those three types or the sorts of his teachings.
Here the
teachings or the path we call the path shared with the person of the small capacity or the small ability, and the path or and the teachings which share with the medium capacity or the junior persons, and the teachings or the path shared with the not shared, just the teaching and the dharma which is for the part of the great capacity or the great person who has great abilities. So here what we call the part the common or the share with the small capacity, and then other what we call share with the medium capacity or the medium type capacity persons, then what we call it the share or the common path, but it depends upon the motivations. For example, Buddha has told those 10 non-righteous actions, 10 negative actions, 10 bad actions. Those negative actions or the non-righteous actions, Buddha told that give up those 10 righteous actions. Be abandon those 10 righteous actions. If someone abandoning those 10 righteous actions within the motivation of the in order to attain the next good rebirth, then it will cause us to attain the next good rebirth. If someone abandoning those 10 non-righteous actions or the negative actions, then he will, within the motivation of the renunciations, then it will cause us to attend the liberations. And someone who give off those 10 non-virtuous actions within the motivations of the bodhicitta or the spirit of enlightenment, then those practice of the abandoning causes to attend the highest enlightenment. For example, if someone who practicing the step from the giving from the gift to give up those 10 non-virtuous actions, for example, someone who give up to kill the insect, then what he practice the abandoning of kill of abandoning of killing the insect, and then the abandonment of killing insects, that person, if motivated by for the purpose of next rebirth, then it will cause or support to have a good next rebirth. Then the other way, if his motivation influenced by the renunciation, then it will help him to achieve the liberation. If his motivation within the past motivation or the bodhicitta, which is the in English, it might be all just intentions or the spirit of enlightenment, then it will help him and it causes to attend the supreme enlightenment or the highest enlightenment. Yes.
我的你不行我切巴的塞多我觉得你不行我的他就大概是塞多我切巴的你不给切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的塞多我切巴的 ジュナムザグバルジュビシェティソウディギブシュムズカレセンジワシマタバタタブジケバディレカサムロカメウシェゴンドプンゾルバタミテレグピゴディテレジルギブシュムセゴリスティカレセンラムジョンガウスカギタネカンガンギコエデワザムタラスロンジョニトンディニェシェバジブテネタムルヒスバディコングブテレドワジワカギゼギブカギゼロ
So when you focus upon the person of the small capacities, then there are two types of the small person. The person who has a small capacity or ability, they have ability to purpose in order to fulfill or gaining the purpose of only this life. Then other person of the small capacity, then they have the more deeper purpose than that. That is the purpose of the next good rebirth. Here, what we call the better persons of this the life is that the who focus more upon the next good rebirth. In order to have a next good rebirth, he or she will abandon or give up those 10 non-virtuous actions. So here what we called about is the better person of the small capacity who focus upon the purpose of the next good rebirth. When we're talking about the Buddha Dharma, then the Buddha Dharma talks and gave the advices to our for the purpose of our future life, not the purpose of only this life. The purpose of our future life, the purpose of the the higher the certain goodness. So therefore, here the in the page 130. So regarding of this, what we call the small capacity of person, it refers to the land for the path to enlightenment, which we call the Bodhipada Pradip or the Changju Lamchen. Here it says that nor to be least those persons who diligently strive to attain solely the joys of sacred existence by any means for their welfare alone. So in this, the persons of the small capacity, they are lacking of the Nijungi Samba or the thought of renunciations. If the person who has a thought of renunciations or the Nijungi Samba, then their practice will be the in order to attain the liberations. Here, the person who has the small capacity, so as their motivation, it causes only for the next good rebirth, or who diligently start to attain solely the joy of the sacred existence. That means the next future good rebirth. So because of that, the method or the way how they have to attain the next good rebirth, then they will collect those virtuous actions and give up or abandoning those the non-virtuous actions. It refers to the Bodhipada Pradip or the lamp for the path to enlightenment, what we Tibetan call the Changju Lamjun. The next the teachings or the path teachings and the path which are the what you call the topic about the in order to attain the certain goodness or the nyalek in Tibetan. The nyalek or the certain goodness, there are two types of certain goodness. What we call one, we call the certain goodness of the tharpa or the moksha. That's the permanent happiness or the ultimate liberations. And then all the certain goodness, what we call the Tamsi Kenpe Hwabam or the state of the omniscience or the state of the all knowings, then that's another the certain goodness. So when we're talking about the middle capacity of the purpose of the person who focus towards their goal or which what we call the liberation, permanent liberation of the mokshas, then there are two types of the person. One person what we call the Sharvaka, and then other person what we call the Pratyeka Buddha person. So the Sharvaka or the listener or the hearer, and then other person who are the Rangya or the solitary realizer. Their path, what we call the common path of the medium capacity of persons, within the motivations of the thought of renunciations. So whatever those types of person practice, then their practicings and the teachings of the Buddha also concluded into the classifications of the parts of the medium capacity of person or person person.
Dear, Karsa,
medium capacity of the medium person, or the the person who has the medium capacity, they focus more in order to eliminate those the afflictions or the delusions or kalasha. So as they try to abandon or eliminate those the kalasha or the afflictive emotions, then their purpose, as according as that, their purpose in order to attain the moksha or the liberations, in order to attain their goal, they train upon those three shiksha, or the three higher trainings, the training of the ethical disciplines, the training of the concentrations, and the higher training of the wisdom or the prajna. So they practice because they dislike the samsara, or they dislike or the cyclic existence. Therefore, they generate the motivation called the Nyajungi Sambha, or the thought of renunciations. So through that, the foundation of their motivation, then they practice the Dharma in order to attain the moksha or the liberations. So it refers to, again, to the Bodhipatha Pradip, or the Chanjulamki Dharma, which is an English name for the part, here the lamp for the collection of deeds, not the Bodhipatha Pradi, is the Chaya Samgara Prati Pradi stage. Kishila. Machi how much Rajilara? Yeah. Tandi Kishila Rung Chanswa. Rung the Kishila Chanju Lam Dungi Lung
Shah.
Lam Dungi Rose the end of Kishila. Excuse me, okay, there are many the quotations, right? One it calls to the, again here, the Bodhipatha Pradip, the name for the path to enlightenment in English. Tibetan, we say the Chanju Lamden. Those persons are called superior. Those persons are called medium, right? Those persons are called the medium who stop sinful actions, turn their backs on the joys of cyclical existence, and diligently strive just for their own peace. So here the person called the medium person, they stop the sinful, and here it says the cyclic existence, but it's the samsara or the korva, the quantity, or the against this samsara or the cyclic existence, and therefore they try to abandon those the kalasha or the delusions in order to attain their individual goal or the individual liberations, not goal or purpose for the all the sentient beings. That type of person, it called that the person of the medium capacity.
Karsa 제가 다 주디 좀 사서 파발하러 와. 근데 주디 좀 콘스에는 엔테나 이게 람데 되게 송샤스 제가 나디 티바 신문은 주샤도스 제가 남제 주야를 야 지퍼치바다 지부상아디 니르 디니가 티바 신문은 주야리 제가 지선도 다 상지슈 엔동아 니드 뭐 예산이 좀 요 말봐 제가 농아 용서 쉐디 기부섬이 나온 뒤에 인사 어디 인사래
So here the teachings of the Mahayana or the great vehicles, it has two types of teachings, what we call the teachings of the sutra and the teachings of the tantra or the sacred the teachings or whether the teachings of the paramitas or the teachings of the Vajrayana, the paramitas teachings and the Vajrayana teachings, those are concluded into the teachings of the great vehicle. So here there are the three types of the teachings, or the three paths to the different types of the persons or the different capacities of the persons. Then here, once again, all the teachings of the Shakyamuni Buddha concluded within the three teachings. All the paths he concluded within the three paths means that.
Then here the
person type of the great capacity, what we call the bodhisattvas, those bodhisattvas who engage previously practiced about the how the rolling of those sufferings and then its causes, when they experience the sufferings and the causes of the suffering, then they understand they understood that not only me, all the sentient beings, they also have such a type of sufferings. In order to dispel the sufferings of all the sentient beings, those the persons who try to generate the bodhicitta or the chanjusem or altruistic intention, the spirit of enlightenment for the benefits of all the sentient beings. The Mahayana persons or the Mahayana teachings is judging as the understanding or the knowledge of the bodhicitta or the spirit of enlightenment, which is the chanjusem. Here the Bodhipatha Pradiv or the lamp for the path to enlightenment, Chanju Lamjun, it states that those persons are called superior who sincerely want to extinguish all the sufferings of others by understanding their own suffering. So as the Gishla mentioned before, that someone who experienced their own sufferings and shifting these sufferings towards other sentient beings, and it developed the compassion and the bodhicitta. So through that, they try to attain the supreme enlightenment. Through that, when they develop the bodhicitta or spirit enlightenment, they encourage or taking the responsibility to liberate all the sentient beings from the cyclical existence and the samsara.
Lost
And here, the, by the way, right now we talk about the three types. Today, the topic about three types of the persons, and then Gisela will continue in next week. And if you have some questions or the doubts, then you may ask to him. Okay.
유실라, thank you for your teachings. Something I don't understand, or maybe my reasoning is not right. So for us to be reborn in this life, we had to have gathered lots of virtue. Be reborn as a human being. Yet, you know, it seems that we are redoing the same things once we are reborn as a human being and try to have a next life. So it's like an endless cycle, and it seems that the odds are not, you know, good for us, because, like you said, only a handful will be able to reborn, to be reborn in this as a human beings. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you asked. It's okay.
Yeah.
Open. Okay. Come on.
Well, that's my question. I really don't understand why it's virtuous to look for a human life over and over again.
Okay.
Because we have to learn each time the same things.
Okay.
And where does it go? It seems that it's not going anywhere. And if anything, the human life is very deceptive.
Okay.
Because chances for us to, you know, very few are actually, you know, listening to the Dharma and are right. able to learn about these things.
Right.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
Or do you? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Gisela, Quran is something that you learn.
So you
check me, okay, whether it sends to you or not, right? So Gisela said that we are attending here the human life, human form, right? And then the it's a cycle of the life, right? Cycle of the life, one life after another life, one life after another life. So we are recycling in this cyclic existence, or the cyclic planet. So if we want to let free from that cycle, then we have to learn about the how to attain the liberation, and how to attain the omniscience. Then if we attain the liberations, and then if we attain the omniscience, then we will not recycle again in such a form of human being or the human form. Therefore, we have to learn more about those causes of the liberation. What are those causes of the omniscience? Then we will free from this cycle.
You get your love. So with virtuous actions and dedication, that would, you know, help us in getting a better rebirth in a favorable human rebirth, right? So, but how about those humans or like there's people within history who are do not practice Dharma, there is no dedication, but they do really, really good works for benefit of all sentient beings or, you know, or for living beings. What happens to them, you know, to those, would they also get a favorable rebirth as a human?
Form or not? Are they reborn human form or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, human form, right.
Or not.
Or not, or...
Yes. Okay.
That's a question.
Yeah.
That's the second one.
Yeah. Okay. Jisla. Ranzi don't let it, get what you want to do, Koban Tobala. Get what you want to do, Koban Tobala. Any church, Chiyamanchini, any top go right machine. Jisla. Dine, don't let it, Koran, Lajula, Jigden, you get up, the Lobjon singing me the Yorala. Get up, Sidium, but the Yorala. Get up, get on singing me the Nedayan. My Mikashi, Yanchi, Chid, and Chi, Nambe Chid, and Namian Chigi, or Maris. Yine, the Koranzo with the Legadi, Yaku, and Chi Warriors. Any Lega Yaku Chi War, and in a Kunzi Chim Hadebe Chani, and Kunzi Chiman Wendu Koban to Band in the Togre Maris. Put it to what it is like. Jigden yara payora gisha.
This is orda.
Jigden yada si lehashin yendine da gerab dine yora. O dinzu yin chue tuyo amal chue nyamnen chigo amal res. Yin tende diye chanen chue mhadyo bada nyamnen mishe bishan yin kunzu ta kunzu khari chigo res lang ura gisha. Lang gisha. Kunzu lang ura gisha.
Ta kunzu dira tige kaza xinbin mi xenda gisa ko jigab yina chungje yina jasa yina xinbin samgo xina yina ko yabu xe yina yina kuro baxu xio nubji reyde wo rwa ta dina mi mi xe xe digi pigi dandi nying yu sar yu xe dina ta ko ngoni chui reya yama rwa dina
jishila
yu mintu ya rwa yama rwa
jishila say that the person, the historic persons, or the person who don't listen to the Buddha Dharma, who don't practice the Buddha Dharma, if their motivation is correct, and then they're supporting and then helping other persons, then that will be Dharma. If their motivation is only for this life, if their motivation in order to challenge with those the enemies whom they dislike, and then challenge, and then in order to attach to their party or their size, then it will not go to the Dharma, and then their next good rebirth is difficult. Yeah. Yes?
So is it for practice, daily practice, is it then good to at night to do like the seven limb prayer or and a dedication, because I guess every day we do virtuous actions and non-virtuous actions, but it sounds like dedication is very, very important,
right?
In order to attain.
You mean you have to practice that, right?
Right.
Gishila said that what we Gishila called about those the causes and conditions, the ethical disciplines and so on, the final what you call the dedications, those in order to attain good human form, although the very the human form which has those acting characteristics, then we require of all of those good causes. If you don't need such a human form which has the acting characteristics, then there's no need to have a complete causes and conditions. Then although you have doubt and caution. Down Sarishan. So if you don't have question, then Rasna, and then that. Rasna Janjira. Thank you very much.
O peerless Savior and Supreme Teacher, Shirodhana Son, O the 17 Masters and Adepts, Nagarjuna and Asanga, and so on, O Dipamkara, as well as Sovereign Father Tsongkhapa, gloriously appear here today to grant auspiciousness. On the great path leading to the heart of enlightenment, you've traversed by means of the perfect threefold discipline and have enhanced ever higher the realizations of the enlightened qualities. O glorious Guru, we offer our supplications at your feet. Pray gloriously to propagate the teaching of love song by tying well the sash of monastic disciplinary precepts and generating the altruistic intention to free all beings. Engage in the tantric yogas of the two stages. Think of the unbearable pain of the sentient beings who are enveloped in the forces of five degenerations and to open wide the lotus grove of the Buddha's teachings. May your reincarnation appear soon as a source of merit for us. O infinite Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, you are the embodiment of uncontaminated and immutable great bliss. Kindly pour on us now your blessings, rains of nectar from the great clouds of your pervasive, pure, and bright wisdom and compassion to eliminate our distress. We pray to you, an incomparable great hero who has perfectly realized within his mind the threefold ethics, a pure essence of the extensive system of Tathagata's teaching. He who has raised a parasol of Dharma in hundreds of directions. Your body is a sun of all wonderful qualities, but all of a sudden it's set into solitary peace. You have committed before infinite Buddhas to work for Dharma and sentient beings. You could not have given up your commitment. However, your presence depends on the fortunes of disciples, for the power of dependent arising is inconceivable. Please reincarnate soon as a new light of Dharma out of your compassion that never abandons us. Please return soon as a supreme spiritual guide, a treasure house of the immense teaching of Buddha, a voice that eloquently elucidates the teaching that suits individuals' dispositions and capacities. Please return soon as a great Dharma king who would mirror in all directions for smashing into pieces a mountain of misguided teachings and views through the power of your thunderbolt lightning of the three reasonings. Please return soon just like your previous self, an expert in the five major sciences of Buddhism, whose eloquent words and articulation of the teaching captivate the hearts of all the scholars and activate deep appreciation in pure, enthusiastic minds. Please return soon as a spiritual guide, endowed with complete knowledge, kindness, and dedication in regard to the perfect view, meditation, and conduct, one who facilitates the opening of the blossomed lotus, that is the golden teaching of Tsongkhapa. By the power of the three infallible jewels, by the power dependent arising of unchanging emptiness.
Nam mô vô song cứu độ chí tôn bổn sư Tịnh Phạn Thái tử. Nam mô 17 cao tổ chư hiền thánh tăng năng thọ vô trước. Nam mô Dikapana cùng thông cơ pha tôn vương tử phụ. Quang lâm đương chốn hiện tại hiện tịnh ban truyền phước nhũ. Thênh thang đạo lộ trực chỉ chân tâm kiến thanh đẳng giác. Ngài đã siêu vượt do nghiêm túc giữ ba tạng giới luật, rồi lại phát huy bay bổng tuyệt vời bồ đề hạnh chứng. Tôn sư quang vinh tứ chúng thỉnh cầu gõ sen lễ lại. Xin mau trở lại quang huy truyền bá giáo pháp lô sang, bằng sự thắt chặt đai giới nghiêm minh thiền môn tự viện, rồi lại khởi tâm từ bi đại nguyện giải thoát chúng sanh, chuyên tinh hành trì già du dạ mật nhị thành chứng đắc. Xin luôn thương tưởng thống khổ bất kham ba cõi hữu tình, thường bị bao phủ trao đảo khôn nguôi mãnh lực ngũ trược, đưa tay rộng mở bát ngát vườn sen giáo lý Phật Đà. Xin mau tái sanh nhanh chóng hiện hành phương nguyện phước hữu. Nam mô vô biên chư Phật chư Bồ Tát, các ngài thị hiện bát ngát báu thân của chân đại lạc bất biến trong ngần, xin trải từ tâm ân cần phổ hộ, mưa thánh thủy từ mây đại độ, đủ huệ bi tịnh phổ rạng ngời, tận diệt thống khổ tức thời, niệm nhân ngài bậc đại hùng vô sánh, đã hoàn toàn chứng pháp tánh nơi tâm, ba tạng giới luật cốt tủy uyên thâm, của đại thừa Như Lai truyền giáo, ngài nâng cao lộng vòng pháp bảo, trăm hướng vươn lan tỏa muôn phương, báu thân ngài chiếu nhòa phẩm hạnh, sau bỗng nhiên nhập cảnh biết chi, ngài từng trước Phật thệ nghi, hứa luôn hoằng pháp làm vì độ sanh, nay ngài hạnh không đành bỏ nguyện, tùy phước đệ tử mà ngài hiện thế, lý nhân duyên chẳng thể nghĩ bàn, xin mau hóa sanh thành ánh đạo vàng, từ bi mãi chẳng bỏ đàn bơ vơ, xin mau trở lại là đại đạo sư, như kho tàng chứa kinh thư vô lường, lời tuyên giảng soi đường pháp bảo, khế căn cơ thiện xảo độ sanh, xin mau trở lại là đại pháp vương, lừng danh kim cổ mười phương tán đồng, phá tan núi mị pháp lồng tà kín, tam đoạn luật xét nghiến sấm vang, xin mau trở lại như thân đời trước, đắc ngũ minh kiến thức uyên thâm, biện tài vô ngại lý giải pháp âm, học giả khổ phục hằng thâm, thiện giả cảm nhận hồng ân nước lòng, xin mau trở lại là đại đạo sư, thiên thư thông thái mẫn từ tận tâm, chánh kiến định mạng chuyên cần, ươm sen hé nhụy hương lân pháp đàn, của tông khắc ba ý ngọc lời vàng, cho thần lực tam bảo linh ứng, cho thần lực duyên khởi tương ưng, với tánh không bất nhị bất trùng, do tâm lực trí thành cùng kính ngưỡng, xin cho sở nguyện chúng đệ tử được tức thời viên mãn.
Yeah.